Now, if you're the proud owner of an iPhone 5 or 5C, then come the autumn, your device could be susceptible to bugs and security breaches. This is a warning being given by technical experts. It's because these older models aren't compatible with Apple's latest system update, iOS 11. Febzy Turkle is one of those experts. He's the editor at the gadgetdetective.com. Febzy, why aren't these phones eligible for the update, and what does that mean for people who've still got them?
So when Apple released the latest version of its operating system software, which is called iOS 11 this autumn, they've made a decision that they're going to stop supporting any devices that are still what are called 32-bit devices, so certain older ones, and indeed 32-bit software as well.
And why don't they? Why don't Apple just carry on supporting older phones?
Well, there's always a balance to be struck here, and there is a way that other manufacturers do it somewhat better, I think. Apple are a very innovative company. They want their hardware to be leading edge, and they want the software that runs on it to be modern. And they think, okay, 32-bit is old hat. We now need to move to 64-bit. So that means iPhone 5, 5C, iPad 4 won't work on iOS 11.
Well, lots of iPhone owners aren't very impressed with that. Here are some comments we found online.
I've had my iPhone 5 for several years now, and it works just fine. Why should I have to shell out another £500 to buy a new phone that's more up-to-date?
I have old iPads that worked fine until the updates no longer applied. They've become slow and they crash a lot. It's unacceptable.
My iPhone 4S still functions fine as a phone, but I find fewer apps are available on it. It's such a waste. I don't see why people have to change their phones every 2 years.
Well, Apple told us that 86% of all their devices are capable of running the latest software, plus they're designed to be durable and hold their value well as they get older. So, Febzy, who's right, consumer or Apple?
A bit of both. 86% of all their active devices are running the latest software. That's to say that some people stop using them because they can't get the security patches and they're not safe to take online if they don't do it. If you look at how Microsoft deal with this, they supported Windows XP for 13 years, and even when it wasn't current, they still patch security problems. Apple don't do that. Once they go to iOS 11, they stop patching 10 and 9 and the ones before that.
So in general, how do they compare with the other manufacturers then? Because they must do some of these things as well, presumably.
Yeah. I mean, it's obviously a trend. But I think I would like to see them do better. And in particular, yes, you can say those machines that won't run it are now 4 years old or older. But in terms of software, you can go into the App Store and pay for a piece of software today that won't run in the autumn because it happens to be 32-bit.
Mm. So what about refurbished phones? Are they good value if they can't keep up with the next new update?
Well, refurbs can be good if they come from the manufacturer. But then again, if you've got a device that was launched then a year ago or even more, that's a year or more less of useful life that you get out of it. So instead of 4 years, you may get three or two and a half.
Okay, Febzy Turkle, thank you very much indeed.